Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for joining us on this Labor Day 2025. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We heard so much as we've watched now what has turned out to be a pretty lengthy mayoral campaign for the city of New Orleans. But we kept hearing that it really wouldn't start until after Labor Day, that voters really weren't going to pay attention until after Labor Day. Well, now it's Labor Day. So Professor of Political Science and pollster at UNO, Ed Shervinak, joins us. Dr. Shervinak, how do things change now that we're getting into the home stretch of this race? Do you anticipate?
Well, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy Labor Day.
Yes. Happy Labor Day. Well, one of the things about Labor Day is that it marks the end of the summer distraction that, you know, prior to Labor Day, many voters are just less engaged. Summer's associated with vacations, with kids being out of school. And so there's just less of a day-to-day political focus. So now that schools have reopened, people have settled into their routines. They're more likely to pay attention to the news and the politics. And we'll also see that political coverage tends to intensify after Labor Day. Journalists, television networks devote more attention to the horse race as election day draws closer. And so polling, advertising will begin to spike after Labor Day. And this reinforces the perception that this is when the campaign really begins.
And early voting is less than a month away now for the October primary. So, yeah, we're getting closer and closer. In terms of donors, do they change their behavior after Labor Day? Do we see more people stepping up to fund campaigns after Labor Day typically in the election cycle for New Orleans mayor every 4 years?
You know, a lot of it depends on the campaign and how aggressive they are in their fundraising. I'm sure that all three candidates or the three major candidates, in fact, probably all the candidates are on the phone asking people for donations, whether it's $5, whether it's $12,000. So that's pretty much goes throughout the campaign. I don't think that stops or that peaks at any particular time.
So while the media attention and the voter interest may increase, that's kind of the stuff. The groundwork has already been well laid, and that effort has been going on for a long time.
Because you're dealing with the politically active, the politically engaged, and you know they're paying attention year round, whereas the average voter only tunes in closer to election day.
Do you see any big shifts in terms of now that more people will pay attention, there'll be more media coverage? I got to imagine that we get closer. That's when more of the negative and attack advertising is going to start. Do you anticipate, because it's been pretty stable for several months now in terms of the polling, with Helena Moreno out to a huge lead in this race, maybe enough to win in the primary without a runoff?
She's certainly within the margin of error to win the office in the primary. So I would suspect that the other campaigns will be directing some negative advertising at her to prevent her from reaching that threshold of 50% plus one. It'll be interesting to see how some of these independent expenditure groups, these independent groups, will see if they'll be financing any negative advertising directed at Councilmember Marino.
Yeah, I guess that would make the most sense. You attack the person who's on top if you want to have any hope or effort successfully to beat them. And I just wonder, in this day and age, with social media being what it is and efforts to get things to go viral on the internet, do you anticipate a big shift, or do you think it's going to be these kind of minuscule shifts, if there are any, in their effort to chip away at her lead?
Her lead's been pretty steady, as you mentioned. Duplessis did pick up a couple of percentage points from July to August, but that was at the expense of Councilmember Thomas, who his support fell by 6%. So I think that, you know, the goal is to basically keep her under 50% plus one so that you can go to a runoff, and then it's a brand new campaign and you start over from scratch.
With Duplessis surging and Thomas losing ground, at least in the last round of polling, is there going to be pressure on Thomas to consider getting out of the race? Because as it looks more and more like Moreno is maintaining this big lead, we'll see if it grows or if they can chip away at it or not. But you have two black male candidates that are longtime politicians that seem to have a lot of similar, at least on the face of it, qualities, different platforms, different allegiances, different political friends, I guess you would say. But is there going to be pressure to just make it one of them challenging her in the primary? Because if they both stay in, it could well end up that both of them lose, right?
Well, the goal is to, you know, come in second. If she's held under, if, you know, Councilmember Marino is held under 50% plus one. And so they're both statistically tied with one another. So there's no real need for Councilmember Thomas to drop out. He could, you know, surge towards the end and Duplessis lose a couple percentage points. So I don't see there's going to be any pressure for him to get out.
We're talking with Ed Chervenak, pollster and political science professor at UNO. When we come back, we will take a look at what could move the needle significantly and get him to make some prognostications, perhaps. We'll see. And we'll find out, historically, have there ever been any huge shifts between Labor Day and Election Day in the mayor's race? And what about the indictment of the sitting mayor? How does that affect the race? We'll talk to Professor Chervenak about that after this on WWL.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Professor at UNO, Ed Chervenak, is our guest as we're looking ahead to the home stretch and the race to be mayor of New Orleans. Professor, like I, you have been at this a fairly decent amount of time and have had the opportunity to witness a lot of these elections. Do you recall historically where, as voters start paying more attention after Labor Day, that we have seen instances where there is a big shift in the way voters are leaning in the mayoral race?
It's usually takes some sort of scandal or some kind of major blunder to get a significant shift in public sentiment like that, where, you know, someone may be leading and suddenly, you know, loses the race in the end. And I think back to the Jefferson Parish sheriff's race between Joe LoPinto and John Fortunato, and where Fortunato answered the question about whether he would support Mike Ginnie or not. And you saw this abrupt shift in sentiment towards the candidates, and LoPinto went on to win that election despite being down by double digits early on in the campaign.
We've seen in recent elections where the front runners, and I think of the governor's race, even the last presidential race, where when someone has a big lead, whether it's in one state on the national level or throughout the state, like it was on the Louisiana level, where down the home stretch, we heard less and less from the candidates with the huge lead. Do you anticipate, or would you advise Helena Moreno that the best thing she can do now is just stick to her messaging, her advertising, and expose herself as little as possible to a possible scandal at this point?
I think it probably goes against her DNA to sit back and kind of coast. And, you know, she doesn't think like that, and she doesn't behave like that. She's always out there campaigning. She attends numerous events. So I don't think that she's going to basically kind of sit back on her laurels with this lead. She's going to be aggressive and energetic from October 11th.
Yeah, I just remember, you know, Governor Landry, Senator Kennedy, not wanting to debate down the home stretch because they had a big lead and not really exposing themselves to the possibility of saying something that could be a blunder or something that could derail or give anybody else anything to grasp onto.
Yeah, she may decide not to debate, but that's different than going out there and campaigning and meeting the people where they are. And I expect that to continue.
All right. Any prognostications, any expectations you're willing to share at this point?
She's within the margin of error of winning it on primary on October 11th. People are hesitant to, you know, basically prognosticate that someone will win in the primary, but it's a distinct possibility.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to share with folks as we now look ahead to the October 11th primary, and we're less than a month away from early voting beginning for the race to be mayor of New Orleans? Will the indictment of the current mayor have any significant impact on this race?
It doesn't seem to have any impact on the race. The campaigns, and you know, they put out their statements, but that's about it. People are looking to move forward. They want to put this administration behind them.
Anything else you want to share before we let you run?
Make sure you get out and vote. Turnout in the last election was 29%, and so we need to get everyone out there and cast your ballot. Express your viewpoint at the ballot box.
Professor, thank you for taking a little time out of your Labor Day to join us here on WWL. I know we'll be hearing from you quite a bit as we now head into this home stretch before the primary for mayor of New Orleans. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
UNO pollster and Professor Ed Chervenak here on WWL. All right, coming up next, I always love when we get to do this. Chef Kev joins us here on WWL. Labor Day, people love to cook out, grill, and eat. It's a celebratory day in honor of all of our hard work and our laboring. So we'll get some great ideas from Chef Kev coming up next about maybe what we can eat today. If you've got questions, don't hesitate to jump on the line or text us now, 504-260-1870.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.